The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Kornheiser has traded himself to a golf course for the day.
But look who you get in return. Can't do better than
How
that,
How about
Mike.
That?
Come on.
No golf for you today. No golf for me today. Trade deadline, baby.
That's right. And a lot of action, a lot more than usual. Busy, busy day in the NBA.
Some interesting action. Some interesting action indeed. Welcome to PTI with Tony out. There's no one better to talk NBA trades with than our dear friend Frank Isola.
Let's do it!
And we begin with the NBA trade deadline and some big changes in the Eastern Conference. Kyle Lowry stays put in Toronto, but Victor Oladipo joins the Miami Heat from Houston. Magic All-Star center Nikola Vucevic is now a Chicago Bull. Evan Fournier also leaves Orlando for the Boston Celtics, and the Sixers get point guard George Hill from the Thunder. Frank, we've run down the changes. Now, what's the outlook as a result of them in the East?
You know, Michael, it's funny. Last night, Kyle Lowry played, which was surprising for me. If they were going to trade him, he was going to play last night. Then at his post-game press conference, he was kind of saying goodbye to everybody. Drake even called him up. And I'm thinking, you know what? Toronto's not just going to give him away. And you know Pat Riley. There are certain players he didn't want to give up on, including Tyler Hero. So they get Victor Oladipo, undersized guard. I do think as your third, fourth best player, he can help them. But remember this about Oladipo. Since the start of the 2018-19 season, he has played in only 84 games. He's dealt with a lot of injuries. This year, he was part of a team that lost 20 straight games. You could blame that on everybody else, but he was part of that. I think he'll help. But that's not like getting Kyle Lowry for the Miami Heat.
No, it's not the same. I agree with you there, Frank. But I will say this. Oladipo had that one really serious injury. And so the crawl back has been trying to get over that, I mean, which was amazing. But let me just say this. Remember, if LaMarcus Aldridge gets bought out, right, from San Antonio, it sounds like the reporting so far is that he could go to Miami. If you add Aldridge and Oladipo to that Miami Heat roster, I think they're back right there, not even with Brooklyn. Nobody's even with Brooklyn, maybe Philly. But certainly in it with Philly and Milwaukee. And I'll say this about the Eastern Conference. Look, the Bulls aren't going to make that much noise this year. But to me, acquiring Vucevic, this is an amazing deal to pair him with Zach LaVine. They're going to be one of the best pick-and-roll teams
in the East. Pick and pop.
I think this is a great trade for the Bulls. We mentioned Miami. I think Fournier will help Boston. I don't think he's a guy who puts you over the top. George Hill, he helps. Look, if Daryl Morey couldn't get this trade done, right, to get Kyle Lowry to come back home to Philly, that means Toronto was loath to give up Philly. Because we know Daryl Morey ain't scared when it comes to trying to put together a trade, which is going to help his team. So I don't know how Lowry, like, is there a chance he could stay in Toronto, re-sign there next year? They got new pieces coming in. This is amazing.
Absolutely.
But I think the East changes a little bit. There's some pressure now. Does George Hill help Philly enough to stay ahead of Brooklyn? Because that's what we're talking. I mean, I know Brooklyn ain't Brooklyn right now while none of those guys are playing, but Brooklyn's going to be the Nets that we've seen over the last 6 weeks sometime soon, and can Philly catch them?
Yeah, and George Hill, you know, last year didn't really do much for the Milwaukee Bucks in the bubble. I think he's one of those players that everybody thinks you have to have. Then he's a little disappointing when he gets to that team. Couple of things about Evan Fournier. 73 three-pointers for him. The Boston Celtics' entire bench has 178. He is, in theory, replacing Gordon Hayward, who they never replaced. That's a good move
for them.
And really what they can do,
it's a good move.
You start Fournier, you bring Marcus Smart off the bench. They needed talent. That's why this was a very good move for Boston. But for your Chicago Bulls, and Vucevic, he's in his prime, and this is what I like what the Bulls did. This wasn't, you know, we're going to try to win 4 years from now. This was, we're trying to win this year and make the playoffs,
we still want to
keep getting better. So, thankfully, Arturas Kanishevis and Billy Donovan, They want to win now. How refreshing is that, Michael, that there are teams not just saying, yeah, it's for 2-3 years down the road. No, no, it's about now for the Bulls. They're not going to go to the finals, but they should be a playoff team with that pick and roll combination you mentioned.
They should be a playoff team. And, you know, sometimes you worry when you make these big trades about how long it's going to take somebody to get accustomed to the coach, to the players around them, particularly the star player. Zach LaVine, who was great to teammates, he knew he could have been losing, like Wendell Carter in this place, in this case, like Otto Porter in this case. He was great publicly, and his whole stance was very leadership-driven to me, but he has got to be thrilled now that he gets a big man. Let me just mention the last time the Chicago Bulls, I might be leaving somebody out, but the last time they had a guy in the middle average 24-12 was Artis Gilmore, as far as I can tell, and that's only about 50 years ago. Big, big, big acquisition, even though they're not going to make the noise out of most of those people.
Yeah, two all-stars for the Bulls. By the way, Michael, four guys in the NBA average at least 24-10. Jokic, Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and the guy that the Bulls just got. That's pretty, pretty
very
good.
Nice. Very All happy.
Right. That's right. All right, let's move on to the Western Conference, where the Clippers land Rajon Rondo from the Hawks, Norman Powell, he joins the Blazers from the Raptors, Aaron Gordon, he's going to leave the Magic. He goes to the Denver Nuggets. And J.J. Redick goes to the Mavericks from the Pelicans. Mike, how do these deals change the balance of power in the Western Conference?
Well, Denver had been, I mean, for a team in the thick of it with an MVP candidate, Denver had been a little on the disappointing side. I don't know if they just miscalculated on losing Jerami Grant, but that's a killer. Yep. I mean, that had hurt that team. They lost six people from last season's team in the bubble. But they... With Aaron Gordon, they sort of replaced Jerami Grant. Very different players. I mean, you know, Gordon has some ability to facilitate. You would think they would take a, they would have a great sigh of relief now, right? The Denver Nuggets. And by the way, JaVale McGee gives them a little bit of rim protection and depth they didn't have before. The Clippers with Rondo. I mean, this is, look, I mean, people can say, well, Rondo's old. He's not just playoff Rondo, he's old. Rondo still is playoff Rondo, right? And more importantly, he can organize and run that team and hold guys accountable and get in guys' faces, and they have to respect it because it's Rondo. Pat Bev is not that guy. He's a guy who needs to be coming off the bench. So they give up a lot in like the 85 times six man of the year in Lou. But I think you have to have Rondo. You have to have a point guard there. And they weren't going to be able to apparently get Lowry either. Dallas with J.J. Redick. Frank. This is huge. They needed a shooter coming into the season, and they didn't really add another one, right? So, you know, all the pressure was on Hardaway. To put J.J. Redick in that lineup with Luka Doncic and Porzingis and Hardaway, I think Dallas takes a bounce up, not a rocket ship ride, but a bounce up. And then Portland, Gary Trent Jr. and Norman Powell seem to be the same guy. But Norman Powell is third in the league in three-point shooting.
Been great this year.
I don't really understand what on-court bump Portland expects to get. I thought Gary Trent fit really well with that group. But again, that may speak to Toronto again and Masai Ujiri understanding what he's doing and not wanting a rebuild to last forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I thought Denver really had a good day. You mentioned JaVale McGee. That's a good move backing up Jokic. You mentioned a player, Jerami Grant. And they wanted to give Jerami Grant exactly what he got from Detroit, but he wanted to go to Detroit and be the guy. Jerami Grant was an important player, and Aaron Gordon is now, in theory, replacing him. Aaron Gordon, he's a terrific defender. So you have him now, and he'll do a really good job, whether it's Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James. He can defend these players. My thing will be, do you want to fit in and be a role player? Because you're going to be behind Jokic and Jamal Murray. Know the role that you have. If he's willing to do that, that could be a good addition. He's played very well in, you know, offensively. But here's a guy who about a week ago, Mike, went to management and said, I'm really frustrated with the losing and the way that we're playing. Well, yeah, you're the one. They're frustrated with you.
They gave
you a ton of money.
You're supposed to be the star.
You're the guy that has to perform. So that's a big one. And as for Rondo, go ask LeBron James how much Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo meant to the Lakers last year in the bubble. Dwight Howard was excellent. First of all, he had that huge foul on Bam Adebayo, which basically knocked him out of the series. And Rondo, to your point, comes in there, and he's just so smart. His basketball IQ was off the charts, and he's going to demand out of Paul George and Kawhi that they perform when it matters.
Yes, and They have a leader, as proven a leader as there is.
A winner.
They did not have that last year. And that's what, as we looked back on it, personality on that team, lack of a leader, and also lack of a real, true playmaking talent who's done this at the highest level. And we're not looking for Rondo to now go back and, oh, he's got to play this way for 70 games. No, he doesn't. He's got to play this way for the last 15 or 20 games going into the playoffs. But you know, when it comes to organizing a team, which the Clippers still needed and still needed this season, if you're not going to get Lowry out of Toronto, I mean, Rondo's to me a really, it's almost a steal in that position for the Clippers today, at least it's probably how they feel about it.
Yeah, the Sixers and the Clippers got their point guard. One last thing, Mike, if you're the Houston Rockets, wouldn't you rather have Caris LeVert than Victor Oladipo and then what you got in return for Victor Oladipo? When they made the trade with Brooklyn, they just should have taken Caris LeVert. He's better than what they got.
That's right. Yeah, that it is. I didn't understand some of their reasoning as well.
No.
Frank, we got to take a break, but coming up, the Nets have gone from huge stars to no stars. What's their outlook?
And how should Texas A&M feel after winning yet another nail-biter?
Man.
Crazy day
the first
in the NBA.
The first one they shouldn't have won. This one was earned. This was earned. It really was. It is a big day in the NBA, too.
Oh, you're talking about the block charge. That's right.
The block charge. Come on now. Come on.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Frank and I have written millions of words in our careers, but we've saved some good ones, a few. For today's What's the Word? What's first?
The current state of the Brooklyn Nets is blank.
It is ghost town, Frank. I mean, it sounds like a movie title. It is ghost town. You look over there last... So I was so excited, because if Harden plays, even if there's no Kyrie, there's no Durant, if Harden plays, it's worth watching. And so they're playing Utah. They're at Utah. You do want to see this potential NBA Finals matchup. And then you go, wait a minute. Harden is not playing because he's got a bad neck. Right. And I don't doubt that. Harden, compared to his peers particularly, is Cal Ripken. I mean, he's up there with LeBron James. He's like Karl Malone and John Stockton. He doesn't miss games. He clearly had to be talked into this or was really, really hurt or both. But Durant, 19 out of 45 games missed. Kyrie is now, he's played in 31 of 45. There's still a lot of games missed. And so Harden wasn't out there. Blake wasn't out there. Shamit wasn't out there. They had no squad. It's ghost town. I immediately went, Frank, to Law and Order reruns. Get me out of this. I'm not watching this.
I'm going to say cruise control. Guess what? I was working the S Network, so I sat through every single minute of that game.
Ugh.
You know that Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley outscored the Nets starters 45-35? That's how bad that game was. But you're 100% right. Cruise control, because Kevin Durant, is he healthy enough to come back right this minute? Perhaps. The Nets know what they're doing. They're going to get him ready for playoff time, because he's only played 19 games his entire career with the Nets. And you were also right about James Harden, because after the game on Sunday, after he hurt his neck against the Wizards, they asked Steve Nash, Harden is leading the league in average minutes played. And Steve Nash said, It concerns me. I don't know what to do about it. You know what they did about it? He didn't play in the second out of a back-to-back. And ESPN right. and the YES Network should say, we want our money back because we didn't get to see the great players play against a team with the best record. By the way, the Nets, how about this? This is how well they've played. They had a 9-game winning streak on the road against the Western Conference. How hard is that to do?
That might be the most impressive team stat of the year. Frank, just let me ask you this real quickly. Do the injuries at this time of year, even though we know everybody's coming back, but do they concern you about the Nets and the Lakers? I mean, LeBron now out 4 to 6 from the time he injured it. People just don't walk back off the street onto a court and just resume the way they were playing. I'm looking at both these teams going, that's the deal. If I'm Philly, if I'm Utah, and those and other teams playing against it, if I'm the Clippers, I look at the Lakers and say maybe they're a little vulnerable and maybe the Nets are too.
Yeah. And you get that high ankle sprain that LeBron has. How many times can he re-injure that during the playoffs?
Yes.
And Durant is the 7-foot question mark. You think he's going to come back, and if he comes back, good luck beating the Brooklyn Nets. But right now, it's a question mark.
Yep. What's next?
Texas A&M should feel blank after its second straight late win.
Well, they should feel deserving about this one, Frank, because they didn't need a bogus, block charge call to win that game, not to mention the over and back call, which, you know, to me was a little shakier. But to me, the story was Jordan Nixon, the point guard from Texas A&M, 16 of 28, 35 points. Sophomore point guard was fabulous. Big shot, big shot. And then post game, to sit there and let emotions run raw about her career, about the game, about her team, about their chances. Just, my Northwestern Wildcats sadly went out yesterday to Louisville. My favorite player left in this tournament is Jordan Nixon. Favorite player. I mean, love everything about the performance, the post game, just the perspective. I don't know how I'm rooting for her the rest of the tournament.
You know, I'm going to say it's Jordan-esque, and I'll get to that in a second. But I had to sit here yesterday and hear you say that no college coach wants to come to New York. Yet you guys come here and you take our players because Jordan Nixon, like Michael Jordan, is a native New Yorker. Now, she grew up here.
Michael
obviously left to go to North Carolina. You know what I loved about it, too? How many times has Larry Brown lectured Michael Wilbon on score, clock, time? She understood score,
all
clock, time, because she didn't launch a contested three. She got to the basket when it mattered. That was some big-time performance by her. What an outstanding play. 35 points, and to do it late, they came back from 12 points down. That is not easy to do in a tournament game.
They looked a little
dispirited. They probably got away with one against
earlier.
Troy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did. That was some win. Excellent.
You can't keep her at home. None of those storied New York college basketball programs can keep Jordan Nixon from going to Texas A&M, really?
Our teams have been to the Sweet 16. Your school had a chance up 18 against Louisville.
Up 18, Frank. Up 18.
And you got to close that out.
I know. I was hoping. I was feeling a little giddy there for a while. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, a huge blow to a White Sox team some expect to win the American League.
And then another blow to Chicago, the Bears' Twitter brag that Andy Dalton is their QB1. We'll ask Wilbon how he feels about that.
Our anger is not directed at the player. It's directed elsewhere.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 50th birthday to Cheryl Swoopes, one of women's basketball's all-time greats, certainly one of the most decorated. Swoopes won 4 WNBA titles with Houston, is a 3-time MVP, 3-time Olympic gold medalist, and is one of only 10 women ever to do all that plus win an NCAA championship. How many players, men or women, have been Defensive Player of the Year and scoring champ once in her case in the same season? If we're going Mount Rushmore on the WNBA, I'm taking Cheryl Swoopes, and I ain't looking back.
She's a legend. She once scored 47 points in the national championship game in 1993 against Ohio State. And remember, Michael, she was part of that first dynasty in the WNBA.
Yes,
with the Houston Comets. Tina Thompson, Cynthia Cooper, then, of course, Kim Perrott, the young point guard. She was only 32 years old when she lost her battle with cancer.
And Cheryl has been coaching and coaching and just being involved in women's basketball lately. It's just fabulous. Happy anniversary, George Mason. 15 years ago, the Patriots, known to everybody around the D.C. Beltway, but not many people beyond, beat Michigan, North Carolina, Wichita State, and UConn to become the Colonial Athletic Association's first school to reach the Final Four. You could argue that Loyola Marymount's 1990 run to the Elite Eight was the furthest a mid-major had ever advanced at that point. Butler, VCU, and Loyola Chicago have all done it since, but there's deservedly a special place for Jim Larrañaga's historic team.
Yeah, that's what makes it great. By the way, Jim Larrañaga's been gone so long, he's already coached 330 games at Miami. And that
at
year,
Miami.
Michael, Florida won the national championship. Two guys that you know, Billy Donovan was the coach, Joakim Noah, most outstanding player of the Final Four that year.
Happy trails, Eloy Jimenez. The White Sox left fielder could be out 5 to 6 months after tearing his left pectoral muscle yesterday in a failed attempt to bring back a spring training home run off the bat of Sean Murphy of the A's. Jimenez hung on the wall momentarily at the end of that play. The 24-year-old slugger has hit 45 home runs over his first 177 games in the bigs, but his fielding has been sort of an adventure. You may remember last August when he turned a Christian Yelich fly ball into an inside-the-park home run when his momentum carried him into the protective netting along the left field stands. Frank, this is devastating news for a White Sox team a whole lot of folks have been very optimistic about.
They're unhappy on the South side. This is why the designated hitter was invented. There are certain players that just aren't good in the field. He's dangerous out there to his own health. It's too valuable of a bat. That's what the Chicago White Sox fans are complaining about. Just make him the DH. Now he's out for, like you said, 5 to 6 months.
He's dangerous to the other team when he's at the plate. And I know there's some sorrow on the South side right now. No errors today. Let's go to the big finish. Oklahoma coach Lon Kruger is retiring. Frank, your thoughts?
What a great guy. 674 wins. By the way, Michael, he played professional basketball overseas, was a minor league baseball player, and he tried out for the Cowboys.
Great athlete.
Pretty good. Speaking of football, cornerback Malcolm Butler agreed to a one-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Significant?
Yeah, probably. They got to replace Patrick Peterson, and that seems like a good pick to me. Former Mets ace Matt Harvey made the O's opening day roster. You surprised?
A little bit. He was going to be the next Derek Jeter. Maybe off the field, not on the field. The Chicago Bears tweeted out a picture of Andy Dalton with the caption, QB1. How'd that sit with you?
I was in a good mood with the acquisition of Vucevic and what the Bulls might do, and now you put me in a bad mood. Blame that not on Andy Dalton. Blame it on the GM, like almost everything else with that club. Last one, Sixers at Lakers tonight. They're all out. Are you even intrigued by this?
The Kyle Lowry Bowl, Embiid's out. Seth Curry, LeBron, AD, Marc Gasol comes back, though. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, here's SportsCenter.